It's Tuesday, October 21st, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. The Southern African Science Service Centre for Climate Change and Adaptive Land Management is hosting the third international conference on circular economy, renewable energies and green hydrogen in Africa in Windhoek today and tomorrow. Experts from the region and abroad will discuss sustainable industrialization, renewable energy and green hydrogen development. The conference will conclude with a visit to the Daures Green Hydrogen Village and Cleanergy Plant. Sasol's Director of Science and Technologies, Butsanani Tacheba.
The whole objective of the conference is to showcase research outputs, but also to attract industry practitioners, as well as those that are looking at putting together small and medium enterprises in the space of renewable energy. From a Namibia perspective, we are quite excited because Namibia has already taken a step in the initiatives around green hydrogen production and moving towards its commercialization.
The Bank of Namibia hosted the FinTech Thought Leadership Forum under the theme Unlocking Youth Potential and Job Creation Through Innovations of Tomorrow. The event gathered leaders from government, business and academia to explore how technology can promote inclusive economic growth. Naufiku Hamunime, Acting Deputy Director for Communications and Sustainability at Bonn.
At the heart of the gathering was the launch of the bank's FinTech Youth Program, a flagship initiative designed to equip young Namibians with the entrepreneurial tools, networks and support systems. The governor of the Bank of Namibia, Dr. Johannes Gavagab, noted that digital innovation is redefining the global financial landscape, from fast payment systems and tokenized assets to central bank digital currencies.
Authorities are intensifying efforts to manage the growing presence of Angolan children on Windhoek streets and in urban areas. Willem Sneeman for News on One reports that Rauna Nirokor of the Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security Ministry noted that although earlier operations repatriated 73 children and their mothers safely, comparable numbers continue to return, highlighting an ongoing issue.
Yoko explained that a multi-agency task team has been set up to coordinate responses, investigate root causes and develop solutions, bringing together institutions responsible for immigration, safety and security, child welfare, international relations, local and regional governance, as well as NGOs. Human rights activist Rosa Namisese said the presence of Angolan children on Namibia's streets reflects poorly on the country internationally and called for their immediate protection and basic support.
Continentally, Madagascar's coup leader, Colonel Michael Randrianirina, who took power earlier this month, appointed businessman and consultant Herin Salama Rajaonarivelo as the island's new prime minister on Monday, says Reuters reports. Randrianirina was sworn in as president on Friday following youth-led protests that ousted his predecessor. He cited Rajaonarivelo's experience and connections with the international organizations that work with us as reasons for the appointment. France's President Emmanuel Macron has pledged to recover the priceless jewel stolen from the Louvre on Sunday. The museum was forced to close after four thieves carried out a daytime raid, making off with eight pieces of jewellery. William Denslow reports for us from Brussels.
The thieves launched the raid at 9:30 a.m. local time on Sunday morning and were in and out within 7 minutes, snatching several pieces of jewellery, including a necklace laced with emeralds and diamonds belonging to Napoleon's wife. The Louvre is the world's most visited museum, attracting more than 8 million visitors each year, and is home to countless iconic works, including the Mona Lisa. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.